Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, October the 14th, 2021, 14 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're going to get back to everything we were doing in just a second, but during the break there, we've gotten some news about an ongoing issue here in Marion that we want to bring you up to date on, and we are going to have a guest joining us here in about the next minute. So we are going to be in a holding pattern here for a minute and try to answer some questions that you might have. Now, as I basically just stated, there is an ongoing story, and we've been covering it this week, really for the last week and a half, with a lot of news, let's put it that way, involving City Auditor Robert Landon, City Councilman Josh Daniels. We've had the mayor on, Kai Mead on, Josh was on yesterday, and basically the newspaper's been covering it as well. And what we know is this so far is that a police report was filed by City Auditor Robert Landon. I think I'm right, and the person on the line will correct me here in a second. A report or a complaint was filed by City Auditor Robert Landon that City Councilman Josh Daniels had stolen his mail. And we now have resolution to that part of it, I think, as the investigation, I believe, has been closed. But now there's more to it, and to explain that here to you, the listening audience, is our Police Chief Jay McDonald. Chief, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Interesting times here. Chief, can you just take us through what happened? I think we've read it in the paper. We've heard about it. But from your mouth, how did this all start last Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, what happened is we received a complaint alleging that City Councilman Josh Daniels, the stole an invoice, causing the invoice to be unpaid from the Ohio Public Works Commission from the city auditor's office, and the city auditor's office demanded a police investigation. We conducted that investigation. I reported what we found out to the city council on Monday night, and as a result of that conversation, Mr. Landon and Mr. Daniels both have asked that this case be reviewed by a prosecutor for potential criminal charges, and today we sent that investigation to Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan's office for his consideration. And because of that, and because that makes this case active, it's really not proper for me to go into any additional details.
And I absolutely understand that, and I don't want to talk about anything out of realm here, so if there's anything out of realm, let me know. But just a couple questions about this. As you say, the conclusion of your investigation was given Monday night at City Council. It was in the newspaper yesterday. Can you just, in your words, tell us what the conclusion of the investigation was?
Well, what we found was that the invoice didn't come in the mail. It came electronically through email, a notification that directed you to a website to download your invoice. So there was that's what we found out. There was never a physical invoice mailed to the city of Marion.
Okay, and I guess the only other question I have in regard to this, because I understand it's been sent over to Ray Grogan's office at this point, but having Josh Daniels on yesterday, it seemed as if he, for criminal charges, his case is you cannot threaten another public official, intimidate, I believe is the word, using any kind of force or method. Is that the idea of why Josh wanted this sent over? Do we know that?
Josh requested that this case be reviewed for that or filing a false police report. The determination of that will be made by lawyers.
And on the other side, maybe is the question we don't know. Why did Auditor Landon want it sent over?
That's a question for him. I don't know the answer to that.
So he just asked that it be sent over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we really don't know why he wanted it sent over at this point.
I do not.
Okay. And the only other question, this is just a basic question, because filing a false police report, is that a criminal matter?
It is.
It is. What happens, and I'm not speaking to this case specifically, what happens when you file a false police report? What would typically happen? Who would be involved in that, and how would you know if it was false? Through an investigation?
Yeah. If John Doe made a complaint to the police department alleging a criminal act, and that we, through investigation, determined that John Doe knowingly made a false police report, that is a criminal offense.
Now, does the police department take up that case, or does somebody have to say that that person filed a false police report?
It could happen either way. We have the authority to charge that crime, but every time we charge a crime, it is ultimately a prosecutor, whether it be the city law director or the Marion County prosecutor, who determines if that case will go forward. And oftentimes, we refer cases to a prosecutor to determine if probable cause exists to move forward. So sometimes we make that determination on our own. Often, we rely on the advice of the Marion City Law Director or the Marion County Prosecutor to determine those kinds of incidents.
And final question on this is that in this particular case, anybody who's read the report or read the articles in the Star and now knows that both parties want this sent over to Ray Grogan's office, does the Marion Police Department have any intention on their own to say that this was a false police report and send that over or consult the law director?
No, we're going to rely on the advice of the prosecutors in this case. We're not, ultimately they are the decider.
Oh, and is it typically a crime like that? What would be the punishment if found guilty?
Well, filing a false police report is a misdemeanor in all cases. And it is, you caught me unprepared here. I don't know if it's a misdemeanor of the first degree or the second degree. Let me look real fast.
Yeah. We're talking with Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, and if you just tuned in, the new information we have this morning in regard to the City Auditor Robert Landon and City Councilman Josh Daniels' case that we've been following all week is that both now have asked that be sent over to Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan for criminal charges, Josh Daniels because of filing a false police report and intimidation of a public official, but we really don't know why at this point, and Chief McDonald doesn't know either, why Robert Landon has asked that it be sent over, but he has asked that be done.
Yeah, it's misdemeanor of the first degree with the maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine, and no one will ever receive a maximum penalty.
Okay.
So, you know, penalties are decided by judges, and we'll see what happens with that. Should any case, not this case in particular, but should any case be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, punishments are the providence of judges.
And there's something else important I want to talk about this morning other than this, but Chief McDonald, being a part of the Marion community and not even speaking to the merit of this case, but just history in general, has anything like this ever happened? One sitting city official calling the police to investigate another sitting city official for something like, has anything like that ever happened?
Yeah, we've had investigations into city officials in my 28-year career, but nothing about something like this. Nothing about a theft of mail or these kinds of things. But we have investigated city and county officials during my career. But I can't remember a situation similar.
Has it ever come from another city official?
Not that I'm aware.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what the peculiar nature of this particular one is, but I guess we'll see. Now, do you know what the process is over at the prosecutor's office at this point? I would think, and I believe that Josh Daniels said yesterday that they're, and again, I understand this is uncharted territory, but that Mr. Grogan might have to recuse himself from this case because of personal relationships.
Well, I would think that would be proper for Mr. Grogan and any elected official here, that they know all the players, and it'd be proper to seek an outside counsel, but that's a decision for Mr. Grogan to make.
Absolutely. Well, Chief, I certainly appreciate that. Now, there is some significance of this time period in Marion for all of us who've lived here for a long time, and that's the anniversary of the murder of Officer Brandy Winfield. Give us your thoughts and memories on that.
Well, 17 years ago today, Deputy Brandy Winfield from the Marion County Sheriff's Office was murdered in the line of duty serving this community. Those of us who knew Brandy, and even those who didn't, miss him each day. The murder of Brandy has left a significant hole in our community that will never be filled. And, our hearts continue to go out to his family, his wife and children, and his mother and brother, who remain in this community and in our hearts.
For people who don't remember, just because it has been such a long time ago now, what happened?
Well, I was working that night, and was working midnight shift, and was getting ready to go home. I was a lieutenant on third shift, and Brandy wasn't answering his radio, and we all began to try to swarm the area trying to find him, and we found him down on 423 between north of Bethlehem Road, where he had been shot in the back of the head. His cruiser was upside down in a ravine. He had picked up a person that he was trying to help, and that person shot him in the back of the head from the back seat of the cruiser. A few days later, we arrested that murderer inside the city, and he's currently in jail, and I hope he never sees the light of day again.
Did we ever know why he did this?
I'm not sure that there's any reason that he could possibly give that would be satisfactory. I have no idea what was in his head. All I know is that the consequences that came from that are two boys without a father, a wife without a husband, and parents and brothers without a loved one, and the entire community continues to suffer to this day. Now, I do want to say that the Winfield family has continued to support this community and support law enforcement. Excuse me, Scott. Brandy's father, Rick, was a longtime city police officer. His brother, Corey, was a Marion City police officer until he was forced from this profession due to being struck by a drunk driver and suffering significant injuries that he continues to battle to this day. But this Saturday, from 5 to 8 at the FOP hall out on 309 out near Caledonia, the Winfield family's hosting an event, and everybody's invited. They're calling it a law enforcement appreciation night, but there'll be police canines from across the region there. There'll be safety pup. There'll be all kinds of law enforcement apparatus and things. And this is completely sponsored by the Winfield family to give back in memory of Brandy. And if your listeners have the opportunity, I hope to see them out there.
Absolutely. So that's Saturday night at the FOP Lodge, and the Winfield family will be there. And I think everybody today should remember this and the outpouring that came. I believe the funeral was held at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, if I remember, and it was full, and it was broadcast on the radio stations here. It's really, if you weren't there, it's hard to explain what that week's time was like.
Oh, it was, just thinking about it chokes me up. The community lined the streets for the funeral procession. Those that couldn't get into the Coliseum, and the visiting hours were lines unbelievably long with people coming to pay their respect from all over the country, in the pouring rain, in the pouring cold rain, this community turned out to support the Winfield family and law enforcement, and it was something that if you were a part of it, you will never, ever forget.
Absolutely. Chief Jay McDonald, Chief, thank you so much for giving us an update on this and also remembering a very, very, very brave officer from a very brave family, and a day we should certainly commemorate and remember because he deserves that.
Thank you for allowing me to talk about my friend.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Chief Jay McDonald. Now, people should remember the anniversary of the murder of Officer Brandi Winfield. Being in this community at that time, it's hard to explain what that was like, because things like that are very uncommon here in Marion, and I just remember the Coliseum being full and people coming out and it being broadcast excuse me, on the radio. Must be something in the air this morning. And it was just... it's hard to describe. So everybody think about the Winfield family today and that big event going on Saturday night out at the FOP Lodge. That certainly would be worthwhile to say thank you to the Winfield family, and it sounds like a nice event, so to have a little fun. The news is what it is. There it is. This just keeps spinning with the auditor and Josh Daniels and again, I guess we could only say that this is different in a lot of ways. And if you're just tuning in, the news we got from Police Chief Jay McDonald is that the investigation into the stolen mail found that there was no stolen mail because there was no mail. It was email. But now, Josh Daniels has asked that that be sent to Prosecutor Ray Grogan's office for possible charges, criminal charges, which would be filing a false police report, which we now know is a crime, a misdemeanor, but a crime, and also intimidation of a public official, an elected official, which is an Ohio revised code. So we know why Josh has sent it over to the prosecutor. I don't know why the auditor has sent this to the prosecutor, and neither does the chief of police. So there you go. If anybody has any thoughts on that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Well, I guess the next step here is going to be pretty basic, is does the prosecutor have to recuse himself from this case, Ray Grogan, because he is an elected official here in Marion, and obviously he knows both of these people. I don't know how well he knows both of these people, but he obviously knows them, so I guess the next step in this particular matter will be, will the prosecutor have to recuse himself from this case? And where do we go from here? Just when you thought it was all going to stop, it obviously is not. It's going to go on and on and on and on. Go ahead, caller.
Here I am hogging the morning show again, Scott. I made a Facebook post from an article in our newspaper. Chief Jay was very direct and told it like it was, and really appreciate him coming on. He and the sheriff are just awesome. They've been such good friends to the station. And this is really developing, getting very, very quickly. And Mr. Landon posts stuff online. Sometimes religion-oriented, and that's all well and good, but this is a serious matter.
Well, it's interesting because clearly the chief can't speculate, but we can. We know what the outcome of the police investigation was. It was on the front page of the paper yesterday, and anybody can request the outcome. Now, we certainly know why Josh is sending it over to Ray Grogan. Pretty much yesterday, he told us.
I would do the same thing. I would make a beeline to that office. I mean, come on. Josh is a, I'm a business owner myself. hardly as big a one as Josh is, but he has his reputation.
Yeah, but I mean,
as a politician and a business owner, and this is no laughing matter.
Yeah, but I don't. But I don't.
I'm mocking him for putting up with this and what he's doing.
Yeah, but I don't really. I don't know that this honestly has anything to do with reputation. It seems to me that this has to do with two crimes. That you cannot file a false police report and you cannot try to intimidate an elected official. So we know that, and we pretty much knew that was coming if Josh believed that was happening. What is different about this morning is that Auditor Landon has asked that it be sent over as well for investigation, but we don't know why.
Well, maybe it's his way of saying that he had a reason for filing that report. I don't see any reason. I didn't think it
but
was
you would send it
to begin with, but
you would,
Chief Jay has made it very clear that this is a false police report. This is intimidation. I agree, and that's a serious matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the point here. We know what the investigation says. It says that there was no finding that any mail was stolen. As a matter of fact, there was no mail to be stolen. So you would send something to the prosecutor to see if there was merit for prosecution. We get why Josh is doing that, but what the prosecutor doesn't we know what the investigation said, so I'm not sure why Landon wanted this sent over there. I'm confused.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out. I'd be interested in what our friend Mary Ellen would have to say. Has she been able to or willing to offer commentary, as she's done similar types of work and always in the most ethical, professional manner? Be very interested in what she has to say about this. I'm not sure if that's come up before, if you've already talked to her about it.
Well, she said the auditor should resign, but that's before happened.
Yeah, I just would be very interested in what she has to say, as I'm sure you would. If there was someone who's done a similar type of job, there are similarities, of course, between a treasurer and an auditor, in many different levels, always with great respect from everybody. So definitely should resign, but I think that's the beginning of his troubles. I guess we can't make him resign, and you think he'd be kind of embarrassed, but I don't know. It's an interesting story, but it's an unfortunate one.
Well, it's not our call to say whether he should resign or not, but I certainly am curious at this point why he wanted this sent over to the prosecutor, because I don't know what the reasoning would be.
Right, that is certainly an interesting matter, and I'm sure we'll find out. I don't know why Mr. Landon won't come on. That's part of the issue. Again, I brought this up with Jim Jordan. Come on and talk to Scott. You don't have to agree with him. Scott, you are polite at all times, but your job as a reporter is to ask questions, and maybe the truth will set you free. So as I see it, again, it's similar in some ways to Mr. Jordan. He should come on and talk to you, or he can come on my show if he prefer. I'm not as good of an interviewer as yourself, but I'll certainly ask the questions. And we'd like to know what's going on here. We've had the police chief, we've had Kai Mead, Ayers Ratliff, Josh Daniels, of course. And so he has a right to defend himself, and by not being too willing to do that, it kind of sets a very, very, very large red flag, as I'm sure most people would agree.
Well, we shall see what happens. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having Chief Jay on, and Chief Jay, if you're listening, thanks for coming. You're always a great guest, and we're proud to have you. In the great city of Marion, and I'm sure there'll be more developments over the next few days. So, listeners, keep your radio tuned right where it is.
All right. It's all very interesting. And, again, if anybody has anything to say, you are free to do that. 37 minutes past the hour, coming up on 38 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. And as the chief, I think, said, and it's all a paraphrase because I certainly don't have anything written down at this point. The interview just happened. This is different. Public officials have been investigated, but not for things like this, and not just hasn't been done this way. And I, the longer this goes on, the more confusing it is. And maybe that's the point. I don't know. Maybe the point is to be confused. Who knows? But if you're just tuning in, the news from Police Chief Jay McDonald this morning is that Josh Daniels has asked that the investigation from the Marion Police Department be sent over to the prosecutor's office, Ray Grogan. The reasoning on Josh's part is filing a false police report, that the auditor filed a false police report, and that there was some intimidation used there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, great.
Just another day at the office.
I don't think anyone cares about my 2 cents worth, but I'll give it anyway.
Well, it's important.
I don't blame Josh Daniels for 1 second for wanting to clear his good name.
Well, I mean, there are, I'm sure there's something to that, but to be honest with you, there are two crimes here. Now, I don't know if the auditor is guilty of those crimes, but out of the police chief's mouth there, we have heard that you cannot file a false police report, and you cannot intimidate an elected official. That's what Josh believes happened here, and believes that the investigation by the police department shows. So we know why Josh sent it over, but what we don't know, and even the chief doesn't know, is why Landon is sending it over.
Right, because that's only going to come back on him, and, you know, once they prove that this was, what's the word I'm looking for, not founded, not substantiated, not legit, only gonna hurt him, you would think, unless he knows something that all the rest of us don't know.
Well, what's strange about it is
everything. This is entertaining. This is like the Chronicles of Narnia or something.
Well, it's just the chief, the investigation done by his department. The conclusion is that there was no mail to steal. That there was no physical mail, that this was email.
And didn't Josh say that being the chair of the finance committee, he's privy to that information anyway?
Right, but what would be the auditor's reason for saying this needs to be looked into for charges? That's what I'm confused about. Charges of what?
Too bad he didn't keep the credit card as tightly locked up as his mail.
You know, there are ironies, and then there are ironies.
It's like a play. Everyone's a character, and we're watching like the story unfold.
Well, we're trying to keep it updated, but I, as the chief said, I don't think there's ever been anything quite like this, and we use that phrase a lot. But boy, if somebody can find
everyone keeps like accentuating how unprecedented all this is.
Well, it just keeps going. Just when you think that there is no more wrinkles left,
then it's like psych, and we're right back to the auditor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any shock to anybody that Josh was going to send this over for charges, but that the auditor asked to have it sent over for the same reason, but we don't know why. Now, that's confusing. I don't know that anybody saw that coming, and now we will find out if Ray Grogan recuses himself, which I assume as soon as it gets over there, he will make that decision. I don't know how well he knows either one of these people, but living in the city of Marion, I'm sure there are some statutes that would probably have him recuse himself, but you never know.
Well, if nothing else, at least this is helping us to, the residents of Marion, to brush up and broaden the vocabulary horizons, like recuse. I don't think I ever heard that before. Is that what you're saying? Recuse is the word?
Yeah, recuse. Take yourself out of it.
I'm about to get out a glossary or a dictionary or thesaurus, one of them there, but look at it.
Well, like I said yesterday, you know, some of this stuff is not flowery stuff. It's not sitting here and giving away stuff and doing trivia, and yeah, that's all more fun. But, you know, this is what we're here for.
I think this is pretty entertaining.
Well, there you go.
I don't expect him to break his silence. You know how they say, once you get on that horse, you're going to ride that horse. He ain't going to break his silence.
Well, where do you think it's going to go at this point?
It just seems like one thing after the other.
Well, because now we're talking
about... I don't know what the end... He's probably going to... I don't suppose nothing much is going to happen to him. I mean, could you really... what do you think the practicality is that they're going to bust into his office and cuff him and take him out to multi-town? Like, he probably ain't even going to get a smack on the wrist.
No, but what will happen is if... a sitting official, an auditor, just like any other city official, is charged, and that's what a prosecutor would do, is charged with crimes, there will be a trial, I would assume, unless there's a plea deal or something, there will be a trial, and if found guilty, a misdemeanor would be filing a false police report, but I don't know what
Well, there are so many things that they take into consideration. Has he ever been in trouble with the law before, you know? Is he going to say that he's sorry? What kind of jive is he going to put into it? You know what I mean? And how good of a lawyer has he got? I don't look for anything back to.
So you don't even think that Josh Daniels at this point with the police investigation would win a trial?
Of course he'll probably win. I'm saying the outcome, the punishment portion of it for Landon would probably be like maybe a fine or something like that.
Well, I don't know what the court system would punish him with, but what we have to look at is he is a sitting public official.
Right,
and that,
so that's probably more damaging, like just the tarnishing his image is going to be more damaging than any kind of punishment they're going to give him.
Well, and as we have said, for city council to send paperwork down to the state to remove a sitting elected official, it's a high bar. Well, if a city official has been accused of two crimes and is found guilty in a court of law, you might meet that bar.
That'll definitely be interesting. Sure.
We'll see how that one goes.
Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, not saying he's guilty of anything. The courts will figure that out. But if we're talking about... what this really means in broader terms, it's that you have an elected official who possibly could be charged with a crime. And that's where we are now. This has been sent over to the prosecutor's office. That was what we all wondered if that would happen. And it has now. So if... And again, it's all what will happen next. Will Prosecutor Grogan recuse himself from this? If that happens, another prosecutor will have to look at it. And that prosecutor will decide if these crimes, if these findings denote a crime for the auditor or Josh Daniels at this point to be charged with. Although... we don't know what the auditor is asserting, and the police chief didn't know that either, that Josh has done. And that's that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the clock continues to tick. Don't forget, Glenn Coble coming up this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Swap Shop from 12:15 until 1 p.m. and Adam the Computer Guy 2:10 until 3 p.m. on this station. So there's that news. All right. Well, you know, I'm not going to get to my story today, so maybe it'll have to wait till tomorrow because now we're down to 13 minutes in the program. So if anybody wants to call in about anything, feel free, 740-383-9944. And we're going to keep ticking along with our game here, see if we can get any more entries in before the bottom of the hour here. And go from there, as they say. Okay, who sang As Good As I Once Was? Who is the performer of the song, As Good As I Once Was? Who is that? And here's another one. Now, this is a softball of softballs. Rhinestone Cowboy. Who sang Rhinestone Cowboy? 740-383-9944. Do you know who sang As Good As I Once Was? or Rhinestone Cowboy, 740-383-9944. And you can get in on the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith did as good as I once won. He absolutely did. Thanks, Ralph.
Bye-bye.
As good as I once was Toby Keith. Absolutely. All right, Rhinestone Cowboy. Who did Rhinestone Cowboy? I thought that would be a very easy one, and it might be, because I think here comes an answer down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to answer the first one, but I can answer the second one, too. It was Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell, the legendary Glenn Campbell. And he, he's left us, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had Alzheimer's.
Yeah, didn't he do a show here at the Palace with in the midst of the Alzheimer's disease?
He might have. I don't remember.
I believe I saw that somewhere, but you got it. It was Glenn Campbell. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
All right. There we go. Scott gets in with the Rhinestone Cowboy answer. Okay. Here's another softball. The Gambler. Who did The Gambler? And another one. Love Can Build a Bridge. Who did that? Love Can Build a Bridge. 740-383-9944. About 10 minutes left in the program today. Who sang The Gambler? Who sang Love Can Build a Bridge? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Now again, I would think that The Gambler is probably one of the easiest songs to come up with the answer, but I might be wrong. Time may have passed that on by. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about that Kenny Rogers on The Gambler?
It absolutely was Kenny Rogers, one of the classic songs of all time. Who do we got on the line?
This is Pete.
Pete. All right, Pete, you're in the competition. Thanks, Pete.
Yes, sir.
All right, Pete is in the competition as The Gambler was the answer. Kenny Rogers, the late, great Kenny Rogers, absolutely. Who sang Love Can Build a Bridge? Does anybody know who the performer of that was? Love Can Build a Bridge. A little more difficult there. 740-383-9944. Here's another one for you. Mountain Music. How about that? That had a strong popularity at one point. Mountain Music. Who performed that? 740-383-9944. So now we've got Love Can Build a Bridge and Mountain Music. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be the judge.
That would be the judge. Love Can Build a Bridge. They're both still around, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Do they perform together at all anymore?
Not that I know. I know they've been out on their own a little bit, but I don't know if they got back together or not.
Very strong group for sure.
Yeah, he was.
Hey, thank you, Ralph.
Uh-huh.
All right. It was the Judds who did Love Can Build a Bridge. All right. Who did Mountain Music? Who was the performer of Mountain Music? Now, here's one. Again, this might be a dead giveaway because this song was extremely popular in recent times. Jesus Take the Wheel. Who did Jesus Take the Wheel? All right, go ahead, caller.
Didn't John Denver do Mountain Music?
Not John Denver, but good guess.
Not John Denver. Huh, okay.
Not John Denver, no. Not John Denver. John Denver did not do Mountain Music. Who did Mountain Music? That's the one hanging out there right now. And Jesus Take the Wheel. Who did Jesus Take the Wheel? Now that, hugely popular in recent years. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got Mountain Music and Jesus Take the Wheel. Who did those two songs? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We've got Phyllis and Scott and Ralph and Larry and Mary and Ryan and Pete all in the competition this morning. 740-383-9944. Who else is going to get in the remaining 7 minutes of the program today. Does anybody know who did the song Jesus Take the Wheel, or who performed the song Mountain Music? Two big hits, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. How about Carrie Underwood on Jesus Take the Wheel?
Carrie Underwood did do Jesus Take the Wheel. Is this Pete again?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Pete, are you a new listener to the station?
I listen off and on.
Well, I'm glad you're out there. Thanks, Pete.
You bet.
All right. Pete chimes in. Jesus Take the Wheel was Carrie Underwood. You have got it. All right. Pete is hot this morning here with the country music tunes. All right, we've still got Mountain Music. Who did Mountain Music? 740-383-9944. And we'll add another one. Take Me There. Now, that might be a little more difficult. Who performed the song Take Me There? 740-383-9944. So we've got Mountain Music and Take Me There. All right, let's see if somebody's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Alabama.
Alabama, one of the old... Are they still touring?
I don't know. I haven't heard of them for a while.
I know they were out there for an awful long time.
Yeah, they was.
Absolutely. Mountain Music. Thank you, Ralph.
Yep.
Ralph is hot this morning as well when it comes to country music. Mountain Music was the great band Alabama. Absolutely. Not a great state, but a great band. All right. Take Me There. Who did that? Well, I about gave you the answer. Who did Take Me There? And here's another one. Oh, now this one goes way back to the Dark Ages. Walkin' After Midnight. Who did that song? Walkin' After Midnight. 740-383-9944. So we've got Take Me There. That's kind of the wild card here. I wonder if anybody will get that. And then we've got Walkin' After Midnight. That is a... That goes back to the days of when I think they called it... it was really country and western, I think, in those days. The music. The country-themed music. All right, let's see if somebody's got the answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Patsy Cline.
Patsy, now, do you remember any of that song?
Oh, yeah, I grew up on Patsy Cline. My mom, my grandma, my great-grandma, they all loved her.
Oh, she was a big deal. Now, didn't she die tragically?
Yeah, plane crash, I think.
Plane crash.
Her and Loretta Lynn were pretty good friends, according to the movie.
Well, I think Loretta Lynn got custody of all her clothes, and she still wears them.
Yeah, she was, Patsy was a mentor.
Yeah, well, Patsy was, can you give us a little bit of that song?
I absolutely cannot. I will not. That would be blasphemy. She's a queen of country. You don't want to hear this nasal.
Well, no, I just, what was Walking After Midnight about? I just don't know. I guess that's, it was so old. I quit
trying to school you on music back with Jack and Diane.
Well, this isn't... John Mellencamp didn't do a remake of Walking After Midnight, but
no,
I bet he's been out after midnight.
But that led me to believe that I'm not going there.
So we don't know what the song's about?
Well, what does she say? I go walking after midnight in the moonlight, somewhere just searching for you. Kind of like a... She's chasing after a man.
Sounds like she probably, in this day and age, could be arrested and cuffed for being out there doing that.
Yeah, now she'd be on social media.
She'd be on Patsy Cline. Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah. We got you in.
Oh, no. Oh, I just won. Put Phyllis in.
Oh, okay. We'll put Phyllis in here. Boy,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm so excited. I booked my trip. I'm going with my best friend and... her grandson is my godson. We're going to the Wilds, not this coming Monday, but the Monday after, and I can't wait.
Oh, perfect.
It's going to be fun.
Well, you'll have to report back to us how it was.
For sure.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I tell you, the Wilds is interesting. If you can get over there, it's good through October 31st. And with the weather about to take a change, that'll be very interesting. 57 minutes past the hour, still looking for Take Me There. Who sang the song Take Me There? 740-383-9944. Now, in the competition so far this morning, Phyllis, Scott, Ralph, Larry, Mary, Ryan, Pete, and, well, Sarah, but she threw Phyllis in the competition. So there you go, 740-383-9944. In 2 minutes, can anybody tell me who performed the song Take Me There? And we might do a little bit of this tomorrow. And the story I did not get to tell this morning because of the I hate to use the term breaking news, but it pretty much was. I'll tell tomorrow morning, so that's a good reason to listen tomorrow morning. But if you just tuned in, the ongoing drama between the auditor and Josh Daniels continues on, and we are very thankful that Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald called in this morning and now has let us know that Josh Daniels has requested that the investigation be sent to Marion Prosecutor Ray Grogan for charges on filing a false police report, which we learned from Police Chief McDonald is a crime, misdemeanor, and intimidation of a public official. So that, but the other bit of news we learned this morning is that City Auditor Robert Landon has also asked that it be sent over to the prosecutor to be looked into for charges. And when we ask the chief why, the chief doesn't know. And neither do the rest of us right now. So we'll all find out. Now, the next thing that will fly around in this is, will Ray Grogan recuse himself? A police chief seemed to think that that probably would happen, living in this community and being an elected official himself, and possibly knowing these two somewhat. But we will see what happens. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Rascal Flatts?
Yes, it was Rascal Flatts who did take me there.
You almost said Rascal. That's how I knew.
Yeah, what's that?
You almost said rascal there.
I did. I guess I'm at the age now where I'm starting to give the answers to the trivia questions.
Starting to pull a Charlie, huh?
I'm starting to pull a Charlie. It's coming in. Thank you. Boy, I bet Charlie would love to know that that's what his name's being used for nowadays, giving answers to trivia. Well, you're pulling a Charlie there. He'd laugh at that. He would laugh at that. All right, the winner, Glenn, pick a number between 1 and, 27.
4.
The winner this morning is Ralph. And Ralph, Glenn will be here this morning. You get Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds, and we have both sets here. You can take your pick. Glenn will be here through 1 o'clock. So, Ralph, come on in. Get your tickets today, and you can go to the Wilds or the Zoo. They're both here. And remember, Boo at the Zoo is going on. But those zoo tickets are good through the end of the year, so if you want to hold them for the Wild Lights, you can do that as well. All right, Glenn Coble up next. Adam at 2 today. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
He doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually? I have a very quick wit. Sometimes it's smarter than my tongue. But you know what I wish is? I wish people had a lighter touch. Do I regret I said it? Probably so. But on the other hand, I think that we need to get back to the fundamental premise of the American psyche.
What you who were listening today to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support,